This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Never settle. Unless it's into the electrifying BMW i4. Blend the lines of cutting-edge and classic with groundbreaking technology at your fingertips. Experience M-engineered precision while you twist around every turn. After all, electric doesn't have to be static. If you thought EVs couldn't live up to your expectations, then you've never experienced the ultimate electric driving machine. The 100% electric 2025 BMW i4.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagland, Corey Majors, and the famous Alec Medford rocking the show today.
We finally did it, guys. Got rid of Mike.
No.
Finally.
Mike will be back on Monday.
Pushed him out of here.
Mike will be back on Monday.
We sent him to the bullpen in the sky.
As far as I know. I mean.
In the sky.
I guess it could change. But as far as I know, Mike will be back on Monday.
He doesn't even know where he is right now.
I don't know where he is
right now. I don't know where he is right now. I bet he's in a hot tub or something.
Buying eggs.
Complaining about it.
I can see that.
It's up $1.40. This is ridiculous.
Is it the bird flu that's causing this, or is it politics?
Dude, it could be both. Because maybe politicians inject flus, you know? I've heard people say stuff like that.
Oh, my gosh.
Tariffs on the vaccines, man.
I'm not saying it. I'm just saying I've heard theories. So
just like when I had to read those love notes in Crosstalk. Like, I'm just reading it. I didn't write things.
Exactly like that.
I didn't.
But Mike's not here today. And so we're going to give you a kick-ass show. That's
okay.
The plan.
Okay. So if Mike was here, would we not try as hard?
We'd take a load off and just half-ass it most of the day.
Dear God.
That's the goal.
All right. Go ahead and give me cut number one, if you can, because the Mavericks win again, and then they kind of lost, too.
Here's a double team on Dinwiddie. Leaves his feet and finds Max Christie. Flings it over to Najee Marshall! String music!
That's great rhythm.
Now, do you want to talk about how the Mavericks beat the Heat, and that's sweet, and they've won four of their last five, and the only one they didn't win, they lost by 1 point in overtime, or do you want to talk about the other thing that we found?
All right, let's start with the fun part then. The fun part is this team of, I'm not even going to say misfits, because they weren't even cast off as misfits. They were just a bunch of people that have been collected. And somehow Jason Kidd's like, yeah, we're going to play great basketball, guys. We're going to figure out ways to win basketball games. We're going to stay close. Kessler Edwards actually is going to hit 3 of 4 three-pointers.
You like Kessler Edwards.
Play phenomenal defense for me. What's going on with this guy? Max Christie seemed like he was 1 for 100 from three yesterday, but even still, there's a thing about his defense. There's a quality about him that you're just like, man, I love the youth. The way they have to play right now is they have to run. Their style is they have to run. So you're not going to get Kyrie and Klay on back-to-backs because of the way that they're having to play basketball.
Sure.
But whenever they can go out and put that kind of roster, that kind of lineup out there, and they're getting offensive points, they're playing really good defense, I got to give Jason Kidd and his staff a ton of credit for getting them ready. And the line, I think it was Kyrie that said, you know, there is a lot of noise, but in here we're focused on the game that each night.
Okay.
And that's a big deal, man. That's very difficult when people are asking you lots of different questions about how are you ever going to get by without Anthony Davis? How are you ever going to get by without Luka? And all these things. And then you got to go out and execute and play a game. I got to give Jason Kidd a ton of credit for keeping the thing the thing. And that is what's on the court.
And just for the record, you can still be happy about the way they play and still be upset about the trade.
Absolutely.
Right? Like those can be.
I still miss Luka.
Sure.
Last night as I was rolling through TikTok, I saw him headbutt a ball backwards to Austin Reeves. And Austin Reeves was like, holy crap, what did you just do?
Do you miss Luka more than he misses three-pointers?
But like when I saw it, I was like, that's the Luka we get. Like, that's the Luka I'm going to miss. The fun, the dude that loves playing, just goofing around and playing basketball because he's that good at it. But there is this part of you that's like, did that rub off on everybody else? Maybe they got a little distracted because they saw their guy going out there and doing it. Maybe they couldn't focus too. I don't know.
Have you caught up in the fever of angry people because Jason Kidd said, the guy that we did have here, everything ran through him instead of saying Luka? A lot of people on social media have time on their hands and they are very upset about this.
That is an interesting dismissal of his name. Like, why would he not say, I guess because he doesn't want to remind people, you know?
I don't know. At this point, couldn't you see the Dumonts handing down?
Like, we're not supposed to say, like, we're not supposed to say Mike's name after he leaves.
That's we're
what,
not?
Yeah, that's what the boss told us in that meeting the other day. He was like,
gosh.
Once he leaves, never say his name
again. I do not remember that.
You refer to him as that baseball guy or something.
Oh, okay.
Voldemort.
Yeah. He who is not spoken about.
Okay. Like, yeah. Okay. I'll keep that in mind. But the Mavericks win, and they win again. You got some of the Kessler Edwards show, which is weird.
Dude, Dante Exum was your leading scorer. What?
As we all predicted.
Again, and somebody just texted in, yeah, there's a lot of movement. There's team defense. It looked like college basketball at one point last night. It really did. The way that they were moving defensively, I was like, this reminds me of college. And all these players are kind of right on that edge of being, are they real NBA players, or are they just, you know, kind of, they're out of college and they're on this roster. It did look like it at times, but it was fun.
But I can't let anybody get too excited about this.
I know. I keep trying to avoid it.
Because we have no bigs, and the news came out yesterday. Last night, I do believe. And I don't know about you guys. I definitely said a curse word as part of this, but I'll change it to sigh. Are you freaking kidding me? When I saw the headline that, remember how we talked about Daniel Gafford would be reevaluated in 2 weeks? And we said that doesn't mean he'll be out 2 weeks. He'll just be reevaluated. We got the report from last night from Shams. Grade 3 sprain of the MCL in his right knee. He will be out at least 6 weeks. At which point I quote tweeted Sharanya and said, please stop reporting about my team.
Yeah.
Because what's everything your deal, you write bro? Is devastatingly sad.
Yeah. Remember whenever he gave us the Rondo trade and he called into our show and we talked about it?
Yes,
for a little bit.
Actually, I do.
And that
it's
was
all
bad.
Downhill.
Yeah, it was bad news there, too.
All downhill.
Come on, Shams.
And so now you're looking at what? Probably best case scenario. Any of the bigs come back in a month?
Right. And OK.
So I'm excited.
What's
won.
A month from now?
March 14th.
March 14th. How many games you have left after that?
I would have to look.
Okay, let's pull up the schedule, Kevin. Let's go find the Dallas Mavericks schedule.
I'm looking at it right now.
How many games we have left
you
after
have
that?
Like 15?
15 games. You're currently in eighth place right now.
14.
14 games? Hey, today's
That's
February.
Not a bad guess for just eyeing it.
Today's February 14th. You got to stay afloat in that eight range until then, at least. Because I can't guarantee that they're going to be back then either. But you got to stay afloat. This team, these guys, they're working hard. Do you think that they can't do it?
Can I just play devil's advocate?
They beat the Pelicans.
Neat. Can I just play devil's advocate for a minute? You say they need to. Do they?
Okay, explain.
All right, so
I think once you get the bigs, that's a couple of those bigs back, I think you're a really good playoff
team.
But
that's what makes me nervous. Derek Lively might come back at the end of March, beginning of April. Daniel Gafford's now going to come back at the end of March. Anthony Davis might just have avoided surgery, and they're like, let's see if we can wait a little longer and see if things take care of themselves, and then maybe we'll have
that
to...
That usually works out.
Yeah, that always. And then maybe we'll just have to go ahead and announce surgery anyway. So you're not getting a lot of those players back until the end of March. So I'm just asking. Mm-hmm. I get it from a playoff perspective, what you're saying, but from another perspective, are you like, look how easy it would be to just tumble down just a little bit and get a draft pick. This is a deeper draft than last year, a way deeper draft than last year.
We're in flag is next year?
No, yeah.
Flag is this year.
You're not
getting flag this year. It's okay. Not happening.
You're right. Except for that tiny 2% part of me that believes, hey, if the person I'm not supposed to speak about, whose name is Mike, is allowed to believe.
You can wait until 2 weeks from now. Yeah, you're fine there.
If he can believe in the conspiracy theory that the NBA, not like forced, but kind of wanted the Mavericks to do this, and the Adelsons don't really care, and they just want to get gambling accepted and all that. I can believe in the conspiracy theory that the NBA really wanted this to happen for the Lakers, and they said, but if you can miss the playoffs, we'll take care of you with Cooper Flagg.
All right, and if that's the case, I'll accept it.
Yeah.
You know, if that's the case. I just don't believe that Jason Kidd's not going to try his best each night to have those guys ready. And the way that these guys are, they're looking at it as this is their chance. A lot of them are G leaguers that are like looking at it, you know, like Kessler Edwards was a G leaguer. Brandon Williams was a G leaguer. You see that play he made last night, that pass that he made? That was awesome. And so these guys are looking at it going, this is my opportunity to shine. And I got a coach that's given me the freedom to do it.
Yeah.
And so I think that's where
you see more of a run of Omax.
Yeah. That's these guys that are athletic and long and bouncy are very excited to be out there. Now, will people pick up on what they're doing at some point and good teams pick them apart? Probably so. You go up against a Denver, that's going to be a struggle. You know, you go up against a very talented Oklahoma. Well, I mean, you go up against the Celtics. Maybe it's a different story after. You know, we saw what happened when we were in New Orleans. They look pretty good. But I'm very interested to see what they can do to keep this team afloat until they get their serious pieces back.
And you know how we can have fun with stats.
And then your depth. Okay. When you get those guys back, your depth looks amazing.
This is where I'm conflicted. Because somebody texted in, to be fair, Anthony Davis is going to be back in 3 weeks. I don't know if I think that's the case. When you hear rumblings that he might have just avoided surgery and they're going to like wait it out a little bit, it feels like, is he? Yeah. Or do they know deep down he probably needs surgery, but they want to space it out from the trade as far as possible as to not take the massive PR hit that's inevitable. Derek Lively, look, he could come back maybe at the end of March. Daniel Gafford, he can come back maybe at the end of March. But if I knew, that's the tricky thing about injuries. You know, if I knew like Daniel Gafford had gone on a 3 week hiatus to find himself, and then I'd be like, okay, he'll be back in 3 weeks. But I don't know if he'll actually be back in 6 weeks. And that's the trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you could tell me end of February, Anthony Davis is back and you just got to hold.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hold tight until the end of March when both of your other bigs come back. I would be like, let's effing go for it. But I don't know any of that. So part of me, I don't want them to stop fighting. But part of me wonders, would it be the worst thing in the world to see them just drop, and hopefully everybody comes back healthy next year. You got another pick, or use that pick to make another trade, or whatever the case might be, and then you can go all out.
I feel like there is a part of the fan base, Alec, that is hoping for that because they want bad for the franchise. Like they're upset clear, with the franchise.
Can I make clear? I am not in that category.
I just
want this for the draft asset and the ability to make your team better, because you're 100% right. I still love the Mavericks, even if I'm really mad at them right now. They're like a family member to me, you know? Like, I'm so mad at them, but like, they're still...
I'll welcome you back in my home.
They're still my brother, so I'm like, still going to root for them. So I'm just saying I would be okay with that strictly from a draft perspective, not from a, I want this team to fail because I hate the trade perspective.
Yeah, I think there is a group that's in that mindset. Another group that is like, all right, let's start looking forward. And I think there's another piece of them that's a group out there that's saying, let's hold on to this as long as I can. We got an all-star break to relax. How many of our guys? One guy's going?
So yes.
The rest of the group,
the other guy.
Take a breath and let's check this whole thing out. Jason Kidd's going to be sitting there trying to come up with a new plan, you know, for the next month or so to see how things go.
All right. Somebody texted in that Max Christie needs more love. So... let's have some fun with numbers here. Are you ready?
Ooh, fun with numbers is not as fun with flags, but I like it.
Ooh, I might be able to change your mind about that.
All right.
So Max Christie, going back to his last game with the Lakers, has now scored at least 15 points or more in 7 straight games and all 6 of his games with the Mavericks. There we go. Since the trade of Luka Doncic, Max Christie is averaging more points per game for the Mavericks than Luka is for the Lakers. And that is a stone cold
score gummy. Oh. I thought it was.
I mean,
my bad. I missed that one.
But that's a fact.
Dude, that's awesome.
So who really won the trade?
We did. Obvious.
I'm just kidding, people. Relax.
Not only did we
just
get
relax.
Anthony Davis, and we moved on from Markieff Morris, who said, hold on, somebody wanted me? Like
the money thing.
Yeah, we got to move on from that. Now we got a star, a future star, who I think is actually going to be around for a minute,
See,
man.
And actually, I'm with you on that. Again, this is the thing. I always like the way Reggie phrased this. You know, two things can be true that almost seem like they're kind of at odds. And you're allowed to be like, I don't like the trade still because I think you could have gotten more assets. But then you look at Max Christie, it's a small sample size. I get it. It's a really small sample size. But you look at it and you're like, hey, he could be like a legitimate player with us. He's worked his way up. I know he's a second round pick, but 3 years in, he started half the games this season for the Lakers. Now you see he is entrenched as one of the main guys for the Mavericks. And it seems like he's really doing a good job with his opportunities, both offensively and defensively. If you want to tighten up the 3-point shooting a little bit, I hear you on that. But
they have a lot of freedom, though, to
true.
Shoot like that. So,
and he turned 22 earlier this week. So that doesn't mean I have to like you got one draft pick.
And
back.
He's not Luka. Like that is a reality.
For sure.
That is a reality.
For sure. But like,
but he's a blast to watch.
It's one of those things where I'm not saying it will play out like this, but at least you see like, hey, do I feel good about Max Christie? He's super young. I know he gets hurt and we're still worried about that. But could you feel good about Derek Lively? We've been up and down with Hardy. You're starting to see more from Omax. Not saying anything bigger than that, except for while you do have older players like Kyrie, like Anthony Davis, maybe they are trying to build the underneath with some of the younger talent to be able to pick up the ball.
From the 817, Kevin and Corey, this is your old friend Merlin. Stop giving me fake Mavs hope and let me be sad. It's time to be happy again, all right? We got a polar vortex coming in. We need some of that heat coming off of us, all right? So,
hey,
let's get happy.
I told you it would be fun with numbers. That just kind of goes to the idea that, like, you can use numbers to prove
whatever you want.
Pretty much. 87% of people know that.
Yeah.
I just made that up.
It's actually closer to 90, I heard.
It could be. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on, you know, this is a great point. I'm sorry, I'm not supposed to do that. Brunson was a second round pick too. Brunson is a great example of what we talked about either yesterday or the day before, that like, it takes time sometimes for people to become superstars.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know Anthony Edwards rolls right into the league and you're like, holy crap, he is amazing from the word go. But then you look at Jokic, like maybe the best player in the league. And if not, no worse than the second best player in the league.
Got to click.
It took a while. Jalen Brunson, it took a while. Max Christie, not to say he'll be on that level, but he's looking like he could be a damn fine little player for you.
Mm-hmm.
Not little player. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, NFL overreaction or reality right here on The Fan.
Here's Mahomes. Four-man rush over the middle, and it's intercepted again. This time it's Zach Baud, and the Eagles are set up inside the 10.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan from the 214. This sucks. I'm listening from New York, and I'm coming to visit next weekend, and you're telling me there's going to be a freaking polar vortex. Damn.
I'm just the deliverer of the news.
You
right?
don't make the weather.
If I can make the weather, you know what it would be.
Yes.
It would be 70 every single day.
Freaking Jimmy
We'd have
Buffett
a
weather.
Beach right around the corner. It'd be
cheeseburgers.
Awesome. Yeah. Cheeseburgers in paradise, baby. Every Monday.
All right. So let's do some NFL overreaction to reality. But also, it is shout out Friday. If you want to send in your shout outs, Franklin, Injury Attorney, text line 877-881-1053 or the Twitch or the YouTube. Now, you're going to need to hear this story before you judge, but the answer is reality. I'll give you a heads up. Overreaction or reality? This is the most heartwarming NFL story you've heard in a really long
Overreaction.
Time.
Overreaction.
You're going to feel bad about that in a minute. So I take you to 10-year-old Andre Trey Howard. You might have heard of us talk about this story before the Super Bowl actually happened. So he was getting donuts with his dad and his two siblings on January 31st. an air ambulance crashed in Northeast Philadelphia. The 10-year-old dove to protect his sister and was struck by metal debris in the head.
Holy cow.
Which required emergency brain surgery. When he woke up, two things he wanted to know. If he saved his sister and if he had missed the Eagles playing in the Super Bowl. So this gets posted. It makes its way around. A.J. Brown sees it because it's always A.J. Brown. Quote tweets it and said, "Speedy recovery. You're a hero, young man. I'm going to come see you when I get back, hopefully with some hardware. I'm playing for you on Sunday, my man."
Then he sent him a copy of his book.
Oh, man.
Here's a book I wrote.
You know what? He might have, but even better, he brought the Lombardi Trophy.
That's awesome.
To the kid in the hospital. Also, while they're there, they FaceTimed with Saquon Barkley.
Heroic job diving to save his sister.
Unbelievable.
Like that's amazing to have that kind of instinct. One time I saw a bunch of bees on the ground and I took off running and left Avery in the field. No. And I said, run. And I took off running. And then I turned around and he had not run because he was a dumb 2-year-old. And so I ran back to get him and he got stung in the hand. So this kid, far more courageous than me.
So his mom, the kid's mom, not AJ Brown's mom, she's busy dealing with the Swifties, I guess.
Charles Gardner Johnson.
Yeah. So AJ Brown visited that kid's mom, and he's still got stuff from the surgery and everything. And it said, what a great surprise. It caught us all by surprise. For somebody like my son who usually talks so much, you had him smiling from ear to ear and mute. I felt his heart pounding through his chest. The amount of love and support you gave while being so patient and calling Saquon was beyond appreciated. So humbly want to say thank you. We love you and hope nothing but the best for you. Overreaction or reality, this is the most heartwarming NFL story you've heard in a really long time.
Okay, there you go. In a really long time, yes.
That's
a wonderful story. And like the whole thing, everything about it.
And yes, the sister is okay.
I hate it that it's A.J. Brown and he's an Eagle and Barkley's an Eagle and everything, but
A.J. Brown's NFL becoming players, harder and harder to dislike.
You're right. Yeah. First off, the book, and then his approach to mental health, you got to love it. Then finding out he was a great baseball player, too. That was wild.
It's
good job, A.J. Brown.
Yeah.
Lose a Super Bowl next time.
Absolutely. All right. I'm going to give you that opportunity.
Isn't that what they were saying about Dawson, is that he's one of those guys that he compliments you, but also tells you.
Yeah.
Like, hey,
oh,
man.
For sure. Yeah. They're like, oh, that was, wait.
Worst human
nice?
Being out there. But I love the guy.
Yeah.
He's my guy.
NFL overreaction or reality, the Eagles and Chiefs will meet again in a Super Bowl. And I mean kind of like these versions, the Jalen Hurts, Patrick Mahomes version. I'm not saying
not the Travis Kelce version.
Yeah, maybe not the Travis Kelce version. But like, I'm not saying in the history of football. I'm saying like kind of these versions will meet again in the Super Bowl.
Somebody did ask, the sister was okay?
Yes, the sister's okay.
I'm going to say overreaction. Okay. I think it's such a tough road to get to this point as many times as Mahomes already has.
True.
And I don't know how much longer this Eagles team is going to be, and the version of itself that it is. But the other thing is, everybody starts in your conference starts to go, how do we beat that team? They start building their teams to beat your team, and it becomes more difficult to overcome. So I'm going to say that's an overreaction.
Alec, do you want to correct him on the error of his ways or not?
I'm going to say it's an overreaction, too, honestly, because I think this version of the Chiefs will live on for a very long time. I think this version of the Eagles will start to kind of fall apart just because, like we've been talking about, not so much with Jalen Hurts, but with other pieces and a lot of the veteran free agents that they bring in on one-year deals. Like, you're going to see some turnover in the next few years, and I feel like the next time they meet, you might see a different looking offense led by Jalen Hurts, where maybe there isn't an A.J. Brown on that team anymore, because the football side of A.J. Brown is a lot more difficult to deal with than the personal A.J. Brown. Off the field, he's awesome. admire the dude, but on the field, when it comes to contracts and stuff, very vociferous, very annoying at times.
Big word count, number one.
SAT words, you know, I'm filling in for Reggie, you know, still trying to catch up there.
Okay, let me go right back to you for this next one then, because I think I know what your answer is. Overreaction or reality, Jalen Hurts will win another Super Bowl.
I'm going to say overreaction on that one, because and I don't know if it's his own fault. It might be one of those things where the contract extension that is looming and about to kick into place, that's going to expire.
Not as bad as you might think.
It's really not as bad, but I think it'll get to a point where that's going to start to run out. Maybe you get into the last year or two of it and they say we have to make that difficult decision. We don't hate having him as our quarterback, but do we want to pay him again, kind of thing?
Yeah,
let him go off. So you know, with the Eagles, no, maybe with another team, but it might be one of those where he says let's try to get one final payday with an okay team after the Eagles.
Okay,
so I'll say overreaction.
What say you, Corey?
Whew. I'm looking at this team right now. It looks like they have about 20 free agents this year. Josh Sweat being one of them, Brandon Graham, Zach Vaughn, Mekhi Becton.
So, yeah, some pretty big impact players.
For the most part, their offensive line is going to be intact. Like, Mekhi Becton's an interesting story there, but for the most part, their offense is going to be intact. They have a very good young core in their defense. And I think that's the key factor is what you saw. Now, Josh Sweat, I feel you got to bring that guy back. Zach Vaughn was an essential part to their defense this year, but he's 29. Okay, 29. Brandon Graham's 37. They're done with him.
I mean, he did come back. I'm impressed.
But
by him.
I think that Hurts definitely has the opportunity to do it again, being surrounded by that team. Now that he's gotten over the top and done it.
Yeah.
I feel like once you've done that, you have a little more calmness about you when you go after it the next time, because you've been there. You've done it. I mean, he even looked better than he did the first Super Bowl.
Yes.
So, like the calmness and the presence that you saw in him this year, I think he's learned a lot, and he's got the type of poise I think that can carry the team the next year, another year.
NFL overreaction or reality? We will not see a Super Bowl three-peat in our lifetime.
Reality.
It's been 60 years about now.
Reality.
Okay.
It's too difficult.
Alec?
I'm going to play devil's advocate. Oh. I'll say overreaction. I feel like I'm going to be like laying in my deathbed and we're going to see that third one finally happen.
He's
like,
younger than us too, though.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I've got a bigger hourglass to play with here. So I think that I might see it, but I think it's not going to be anytime soon. I think you're going to have to see another Patrick Mahomes come into the league to the right situation with a great GM and a great, you know, future Hall of Fame head coach. It's got to be perfect. So I think it's going to take at least, I don't know, 45, 50 years before we even entertain the idea again.
You know what I just heard in that is, I think I'm going to see it, but you guys
yeah,
are going to see it. That's fine. That's totally fine. Huh. NFL overreaction or reality. Ooh, you know what? Can I ask you one side bonus question real quick?
Nope. All right, fine. Fine.
Really fired on
it's
me.
A Friday. Why not?
Yeah. Do you think a load off.
The idea of the Super Bowl three-peat is overrated as a first, since the Packers won the first two Super Bowls and then won the championship right before they started the Super Bowl. And they're like, dude, we won three in a row. Come on.
No.
Okay.
Is that the right answer? Overreaction?
I mean,
I mean, like, overreaction is what I'm rocking with here, because who were those guys, you know?
Bart Starr is pretty good.
They barely knew, like, they were still figuring out football at the time.
What was the offensive lineman?
Horace Gregg?
Yeah, the Mad Dog. I was like, not the important
it's not
one.
Forrest Gregg.
Yeah, the Mad Dog would get all mad about it. He's like,
You gotta find that drop at some point, Allie. It's hilarious. I don't because I'll also keep those separate. Those are two different things.
NFL overreaction to reality. This one's tough. Nick Sirianni is a top-tier NFL coach.
Reality.
Woo!
And I'm not saying he's one of the most brilliant minds when it comes to play calling or whatever, but whatever he did to get a bunch of very talented players to all put their egos aside to be a team.
Yeah.
he did it. And I think that's a huge factor whenever you have that many people in a room and you're trying to get all of them on the pulling the same rope. You've done something right whenever you've accomplished the goal. So, and he's done it. He's been there a couple times now. I'm not putting him up there with Belichick.
Okay. Yeah.
But he's made his way into the conversation of, man, what's that coach doing and how do we mimic what he's done?
It pains me to say that this is a reality.
Oh my God.
But it is. And there is an art. There is some sort of like jealousy that comes into play for me whenever you do see, even in the Super Bowl, the biggest game of the season, you know, where legacies are created, all the cliches you want to throw out. AJ Brown is, you know, yapping at him on the sideline and really unhappy about some sort of miscommunication, maybe not getting the ball on a drive that fizzled out. What happens the next drive on offense? He scores a touchdown. They get the ball to the playmaker that is unhappy in that moment. He goes back to the bench, pulls out his book, and starts reading again, and everything's fine. They win the Super Bowl. Like, it takes a lot to manage those egos. Like Corey said, X's and O's, I don't know what Sirianni really knows when it comes to that. But you see Dan Campbell get all the love for all the same things, so I feel like it's unfair to love Dan Campbell and hate Nick Sirianni for the exact same reason.
Man, this is the kind of text I want today. This is a genius text from the 832. Kevin, every year at worst, you're 33% of the way to completing a three-peat. It's a good point. That is a very good point. Math. At worst, 33%.
And at most, teams have gotten 66% of it.
It's true.
Except for...
If you want to round up, 67.
How were they... Were the Chiefs...
The Chiefs got...
90%?
The Chiefs got further than anybody, and then the game started, and then it was over. All right, one more for you real quick.
Mm-mm.
Overreaction or reality, Andy Reid can surpass Bill Belichick as the greatest coach of all time.
Reality.
Okay.
I definitely think
you said that really quickly.
Yeah, well, because, again, I give a lot of credit to what he did with the Philadelphia Eagles before he even got to Kansas City. I mean, he was already in multiple NFC championship games. He was already in a Super Bowl. He hadn't quite gotten over the top.
Right.
And I also, you know, do credit Mahomes and him in this conversation because he was never able to do it without Mahomes. But, hey, he recognized the talent, and he's been able to nurture that talent along. So, yeah, I think he can definitely be that. And as far as the respect around the league, you hear Broadus. The respect around the league for Andy Reid is uncharted.
He only has 29 fewer wins than Bill Belichick and has coached three less seasons than he did. And Belichick is the only coach in NFL history with 300 plus wins and three Super Bowls. Andy Reid obviously has at least three Super Bowls. Well, three. And he's 27 wins away from hitting 300. He's also 55 wins away from George Halas for the most in the history of the NFL. So I feel like it's possible.
Yeah. It's a reality.
Okay.
It has to be, but very dependent on how it ends. If it ends with a Super Bowl and not drafting Cole Strange in the first round, then sure.
I like that. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Everybody at my pluckers was like, who is this? What?
So was Sean McVay.
Yeah.
Coming up next, and I promise we will get to hockey at the top of the hour, but coming up next, Deal Breaker. In honor of Valentine's Day, what's the worst way you've ever broken up with someone or were broken up with? Let us know. We'll do it next right here on The Fan. The return of Deal Breaker right here on 105.3 The Fan. It is Valentine's Day. We'll get to some hockey and baseball at the top of the hour. But we want to celebrate or give you an opportunity to vent. Probably not celebrate, maybe. What's the worst way you've ever broken up with someone or been broken up with?
And a sports opinion?
Nope.
Okay.
This time I don't even need a sports opinion. So like, for example, let's say you were going to get married in, I don't know, 3 months. And
by the way, this is Kevin's story.
What?
Yeah. Go ahead and tell it.
And then the person you were going to marry decides to pick up your son 3 days late, 3 days straight late from daycare, and you talk to the lady who runs the daycare, and then that's when she tells you about it, and you're like, oh no. And then the person you were going to marry is like, oh, I don't love you, but it's just about us. And then you find out that same night that she is banging somebody else, and you know, That's pretty bad.
That's rough.
If that happened to somebody.
From the 903, I'm thinking about stopping in at Hurtado this weekend.
You should.
In Dallas to check out the Love of the Star podcast. Also, from the 817, so I left her and started Mossy Horn Whiskey. It's good whiskey right there, by the way.
Oh, yes.
Some fantastic bourbon. Their pecan is really tasty.
My dad and I just tried it out this week, actually.
Nice.
Yeah, I picked up a bottle when I was at Specs and... Yeah.
Yeah. They got some good stuff. Their straight bourbon whiskey is fantastic. Kevin.
Some of these stories are making me very sad.
I have a quick story.
Okay.
Can I be proud dad for a second?
Yes.
My son is dating a girl whose, parents won't let her date.
Oh, dear.
That's what he chooses for some reason. I don't know. Anyway, he came to me and was like, Dad, what should I do for Valentine's Day? And I said, this is a great opportunity. Break up with her before Valentine's, get back together with her after Valentine's. Because that's what Colby always told us. Colby's like, this is the genius way to do it, mm-hmm. And he looked at me and he said, I'm not that kind of guy, Dad.
Oh, in your face,
and I was
Colby.
Very, no, I was very proud of him. Yeah, I was very proud of him.
He's better than you,
in
Colby.
That moment. I was very proud because he's been, observing. He's been asking a lot of questions about my relationship with my wife, with his mom, and wanting to kind of know, how... Kevin, do you think I'm pretty decent at keeping relationships good?
Oh, yeah.
I try to make sure you find a compromise, you work with the people, and you trust. You have to trust. So that was that. For me, though, Kevin, it was Jessica Ryer. All right. Oh, yeah, I'll say her last name. She knows me.
Say her whole name.
It was Valentine's Day.
I just said Brandon's mom.
It was Valentine's Day. I know where she is too. So it was Valentine's Day.
That's a threat.
That's not a threat. Valentine's Day. I had a heart ruler for her, and she looked at me from across the hall and said, hey, I think we should break up. And I said, okay. And then I walked outside in the fourth grade and threw that ruler as far as I could. And I haven't let it go since. So Jessica, just know you broke my heart.
Fourth grade?
By the way, she was Adrian's big sister, Belle, in high school too. So,
oh dear.
Yeah, but it was fourth grade and I never let it go. But she was amazing.
From the 817, when I was 18,
she was my guy.
I was with my first girlfriend, first person I ever said I love you to. We were in the middle of an argument in the middle of the night, and she got mad and said she slept with another person.
Oh!
And it was one of my friends, and then she said it was huge, and it broke my little heart. That is so sad.
Their love was huge.
That's not what it said, but
the fight was huge.
I specifically do not want to get in trouble for FCC.
Oh,
kind of violations.
Kind of like the hog that you were that Mike talks about with you.
Yeah, I don't know about any.
You still uncomfortable about that?
Yeah,
hold
any
on,
of that.
Baby.
All right, Alec, would you like to... Man, this segment got away from me so fast. Would you like to tell a story of being broken up with or breaking up with somebody?
So the few times I've broken up with somebody, it's been very mature. It's been amicable, Never did anything crazy, but I got broken up with one time while I was hosting a show on a Sunday right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Oh, no.
He's dedicated to his work.
Yeah. So
always has been.
I was with the 3-time Hall of Famer, Chris Arnold. We were trying to lead into a Rangers pregame, I think. So it was one of those 5-hour shows where we were just grinding it out, trying to get everybody to first pitch, right? And I think it was maybe about 3 hours into the program. Started getting some odd texts, and I was like, we have no issues going on here. Why are you creating chaos? And then it very quickly, within 5 minutes, led to we're done. And then I was like, okay, I got 2 hours of radio to do while, trying to process this.
Oh.
And as that went on, I'm trying to just keep everything cool. I wasn't over emotional. I was just confused.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the hell just happened? And then I think it was maybe 2 days later, saw an Instagram post with another dude's hand in the picture.
Oh.
And found out via mutual friend that there was somebody else involved pretty much the whole time. So, yeah.
And just be a grown up and say,
yeah,
that's what's happening.
So, a message to people out there that are my age, if you're in early 20s, don't date people in the military.
Whew, from the 972, true story. I was living with, I thought the love of my life, but found out she wasn't, cheater. So whenever the lease was up, I got a new lease to another apartment and let her know I wasn't renewing and she had 30 days to move. Boom. Because in that moment, I'm not saying, you can judge for yourself what you think is right or wrong. But in that moment, you feel fully justified in you cheated.
Mm-hmm.
So the return is I'm not renewing on our apartment. I didn't tell you ahead of time and now you better get scrambling.
Yeah.
Maybe you know a guy you can call.
On Letterkenny, that is the line. If she cheats, it's forever. You're done with her forever. And so that's an approach there.
Yeah, that's a fair approach. Yeah,
some of these are very sad.
I know. I told you.
Holy
because
cow.
Because people keep saying, I thought it was the love of my life or whatever, and it's kind of bumming me out. All right, this one. This person's like, I might have gotten one I deserved. From the 254, I got a double header here. Broke off an engagement to date her best friend.
To date?
Yes.
Interesting.
A month later, her friend and I went to a dance, walked in the door. She let my hand go, walked over to the first guy she saw and left with him. One might say karma came a knocking. So see, I respected that
she
person.
Just stopped just walked off from you.
And I respect.
Holy cow.
That person can admit.
Yeah.
That maybe that I don't know if you want to say has got what they deserve, but it feels like they're like, hey, I get it. From the 817, man, a lot of cheating happening in Deal Breaker.
The 940, I was the guy with the big one.
Thank you, Corey.
From the 817. When I was 19, girlfriend got caught cheating on me. She had the nerve to have the guy show up at my house to help her get some of her stuff.
What?
And I chased his ass around the parking lot. come on.
Like with a crowbar or what?
Like, what did they think was going to happen? Hey, my ex is meeting my sex. Come help move out my stuff. What are we even talking about?
Jeez.
From the 972. All right. If this is a movie, I'm not familiar with this particular plot. Sounds like it could be. One time, a girlfriend went on vacation to Hawaii and literally never came back.
Oh, man.
Man, so was that her plan to move all along?
Did she go missing? I didn't know. Did she go missing or did she say, hey, I just plan on staying in Hawaii?
It is.
Because if that's the case, that's kind of concerning.
Okay, I've told you guys many times, I still want to use this word realistically in a sentence without just using it ironically. From the 817, my ex gaslighted me for months and then broke up with me, convincing me it was my fault we didn't work out. I'm sorry that didn't work out. I'm also happy for you that you got to use gaslit or gaslighted in a sentence in a real fashion. I've always wanted to get in a conversation with somebody.
I screwed up every time.
And actually just being stop trying to gaslight me, but for real?
Mm-hmm.
I've not had that opportunity. Oh no. From the 469, my college girlfriend broke up with me by having relations with, I'm going to say, some of the basketball team. It just says the basketball team. And either way, that's sad.
From the 214, I broke up with my college girlfriend over nickel beer night. She had a night class and I wanted to go with my friends because nickel beer ended at 8 p.m. She told me to wait for her and that I needed to choose her or nickel beer. You know the rest of the story. I think you chose wisely, sir.
Mm. Oh, no.
Until you get married, you need to find out what she's okay with and stuff. And if she's not, if she's going to make you choose like that, you between your friends and you and her, that ain't how it's going to work.
All right. We got at least.
When you get married, then you got to compromise a lot more.
At least two more. One person was in the wrong. The other person, they got wronged. From the 972, high school sweetheart, 2 years. She went to go study abroad in Spain. A week before I was going to go fly out, she broke up with me by changing her Facebook relationship status to in one with me to in one with somebody else.
Oh, man.
No warning. Damn. From the 817. Oh, jeez. I got my girlfriend's best friend to break up with her for me under the false pretense that I wanted her instead. When in reality, I didn't want either.
Dang.
Man, so wow. I'm really probably going to blow up this friendship too, just so I don't have to deal with it.
Y'all are creative, man. I like this.
I like this from real quick. I know we got to go. 469, I went to Hawaii for a wedding for my friend's sister. The entire wedding party was made up of Hawaiian guys who were all married to girls who stayed in Hawaii after visiting.
Okay. Could this have been a direct outcome for that other person's story?
This is like, hey, while we're here, you want to, let's go check out the scuba.
I don't know.
You want a scuba today?
Oh, somebody had a girl break up with him at the prom? All right. Look.
Valentine's Day is a day for...
Man, it is a day for sadness.
Sadness, well, and maybe something great could happen for you.
Go buy some of those Reese's hearts.
Hang out at a Starbucks for a little bit.
Do you like Galentine's Day better as a phrasing or Palentine's Day?
I don't... Come on, what are we doing here?
I was just curious. We're trying to help people out there who maybe don't have a significant
just
other.
Enjoy your, just enjoy it. Just put on a red shirt and go out and see what happens.
Hmm. Okay. Out any particular place? Just
to the club. Where do you find people now?
I don't know. Ask Alec.
Go out to Hinge or whatever.
You can just do that at your house.
Yeah, you can do that.
Oh, is that how you don't have to go to like a bar and get your Hinge app out?
No, I don't think that's the whole purpose of Hinge whatsoever.
You'll go to the local Target and Hinge around. Is Hinge a place?
No, it's a dating app. Yes.
So I guess you can go to Target and Hinge. I don't want to infringe your Hinge, all right? You do it wherever you like. We're the KNC Masterpiece, I guess, right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, will these two Rangers make the All-Star team? Plus, the Four Nations face-off is awesome.
Yep.
Let's talk about it next on The Fan.
What does it take to change the course of lung disease? It takes groundbreaking research in pursuit of new therapies. It takes the world's leading experts in complex pulmonary conditions focused on restoring patients' quality of life. It takes visionaries to improve treatment options for even the most advanced disease. To lead lung care forward across our region and the world, it takes Temple Health.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.